So, Peter, I've been asking you about hunting for treasure. Can I ask you a few more questions?
Sure.
So, why are there so many sunken ships in South Africa?
Well, I guess around the southern tip of Africa, because of the really bad weather, it really changes really quickly in those parts. And with the ancient ships, I guess they weren't really prepared for that kind of weather,
Right.
unexpected. So I think that's probably one reason. And I think one of the other reasons probably are piracy. People that were after them, the loot, I guess, if you want to put it that way.
Right, and if it's so dangerous, how do people find these sunken ships nowadays?
I think I mean, obviously, with technological advances, it's easier to track where the you know possibly where these sunken ships might be. I think they can use satellite navigation and things like that. But obviously, also finding out more about history and you know going through historical records and finding out the old shipping routes and possibly where ships got lost, and finding it that way is, I think, is now is more easier than it used to be.
So it sounds like an interesting combination of technology, science, history,
Ah, I would guess so, yeah.
adventure.
Adventure, yeah.
So your friend does this as a hobby. Do you know if it's very expensive? Is it a big investment to?
As far as I remember what he told me, and I think it's really expensive. They formed a little company to start off with, but because it involves so much searching and basically doing historical research, also doing a lot of preparation, technological preparation, and finding first tracking, you know, sorry, first finding places where possible finds may be, and then actually preparing equipment, and some of it's really deep sea diving. So it involves, I think, a lot of initial capital investment to get it going. Obviously, there might be a lot of return when they actually find something, but I think in many cases they don't find as much as they expected, so there's a potential for losing a lot of money. So
Right.
you'd have to have quite a bit of capital investment behind you if you start out.
Right, so you need a lot of courage and a lot of money.
Yes, but I think he's an adventurer, so I think he goes where adventure leads him, so it'd be a nice job to do, I think.